What's up, fellas? So I had a loyal patron supporter that asked me, hey man, aren't all women bitches? Because I made the video, red flags that you shouldn't date a woman or put a woman in your rotation. So he wanted to know, I had one of the red flags was she's an undercover bitch, all right? And so he wanted to know, ain't all women bitches? Yes and no, guys. And what I mean by that is, it just depends. And by bitches, guys, when I say bitches, I mean a woman having emotional outbursts. All right, because y'all guys know women have estrogen, so they have these hormones and shit. And so they are more emotional than us. All right, for all you guys that don't know, everybody, men and women, have testosterone and feminine energy and masculine energy, right? But women obviously have more feminine energy than men. And so women have more emotional outbursts and shit like this. The thing is with this, guys, is everything on the earth tests, all right? Would y'all say all kids are born to be bad? Would y'all think that all pets are meant to be bad? Like, say a dog. When I say with a dog, if you don't tame that dog, let's say you got an in-house dog, right, and you don't train that dog to not shit all over the house, that dog will shit all over the house. See, it'll start off with a little test. It'll do a little shit, and then it'll be looking at you, wagging its tail. It's testing. See what you're going to do about it. You don't do nothing about it. Oh, man, we finna shit like a motherfucker, man. I've been shit this motherfucker up. See, he tested you, and you didn't do nothing about it. And so now you come home, he done shit all over the house, and he wagging his tail, looking at you, because he know you don't do shit. All right, guys, that's why you have to nip that shit in the bud, put his nose in the shit, and, I don't know how people in middle America handle their dog, but in the hood, you shit in our house, we going to beat your ass with your nose in the shit. I don't know how middle America do it, but that's how we do it in the hood, all right? I heard, crate or some bullshit. We don't do crates in the hood, all right? We do goddamn a belt on your ass in the hood. That's what you don't get no crate in the hood. We can't afford no crate, all right? You get a crate, all right, a crate on your ass, all right? So, but if you don't tame him, that's what'll happen. Now, after you done tame him and he know better, that motherfucker rather goddamn pop his goddamn stomach open than shit in your goddamn house. He'll hold that shit in his goddamn stomach for two goddamn days, then shit on your goddamn house. All right, guys? So, same with kids. When y'all see kids acting all outburst, just throwing shit around in the mall and shit, that's how they parents done let them got away with shit. All right, guys? And so, the same thing goes with women. It's what you... So, with a woman, when a woman respects you and she know you ain't nothing to fuck with, even when she's being emotional, even when she's kind of goddamn her hormones all over the place, what she'll do is she'll just be distant. Like, she might not be as affectionate, even if she has high interest. I'm talking about when her hormones are fucking with her. All right? She'll just be a little distance off to her goddamn self. And if you're a masculine man, you know not to pursue her and be going over there invading her space. You know she'll come around. All right, guys? And for all you guys that you know you do everything right, masculine frame, seductive frame, and all that shit, and a woman still pulls back, I'm talking about when y'all are together where she's kind of a little distant, kind of a little quiet. You know, it might not even be that she's testing. She could, yeah, her hormones could be, erratic and all over the place and shit like that. Of course, you know not to invade her space. Give her time. She'll come around. All right, guys? That's how a woman treats you when she respects you. When she don't respect you, she had these fucking bitchy outbursts, where she's got a little sassy mouth and she say these little, where she's being sarcastic, but she's really taking shots at your ass. That's what you get when a woman don't respect you. So yeah, women are naturally gonna be bitchy from time to time, but how they handle their bitchiness depends on what type of man you are. All right, guys, how much they respect you. All right, if she done had to come back and suck a whole lot of dick, she know better. And guys, any relationship you're in, there's not one relationship you can get in with a woman where at some point, if you want her to respect you, you got to break up with her and let her come back. I don't care how hard it is. I don't give a fuck how big her titties is. I don't give a fuck how fat her ass is. At some point, you're going to have to make her submit by breaking up with her or letting her go and letting her come back and submit. It ain't no way of fucking around it. That's the only way you're going to get that respect. And when she, her hormones are all over the place, she'll think twice about having an emotional outburst. She'll know what type of dude you are. You don't tolerate no foolishness. And then she'll be a little quiet, you know. She'll suck a little bit to herself. And, you know, don't, guys, don't get all off into this shit. Women have hormones. It don't matter if you're doing everything right. They have hormones that do this shit. You know, I don't know if God was playing an evil little joke on us, giving women these hormones just to see how bad we want some ass, to see how much shit we wouldn't tolerate for some ass. I really don't fucking know. But they have these hormones, and that is what it is. We just got to deal with it. All right? But what you don't want is you don't want a woman fucking with you when she had these emotional outbursts. She can be distant all she want to. She can sit in the bed and suck all she want to by herself with her hormones all over the place. Good. Go suck over there. But you gonna goddamn respect me, goddamn it. All right, guys. So, yeah, theoretically, all women are bitches. But how they bitch to you can be different. She can either be outwardly bitching or she can be covertly bitching. I'd rather fucking be covertly bitching. Go over there and bitch on the end of the corner by yourself and sulk by yourself and be quiet. I give you time, I give you space, and then you can come back over here and you can suck daddy dick. All right, that's how we do that, guys. All right? And a guy had asked me a good question also. He wanted to know, does having a kid lower your SMV? No, it doesn't, guys. Guys, there always are going to be women, no matter what you do, that exclude a group of guys for certain things. If you smoke, that's going to be a deal breaker to a lot of women. If you wear earrings, that's going to be a deal breaker to a lot of women. If you have a kid, that's going to be a deal breaker to a lot of women. That does not make you lower your SMV with women as a whole. Some women don't give a fuck about that. Just like I don't give a fuck about, you know, fucking a woman that has a kid. Now, y'all guys know I don't do the relationship, but I could date a woman that has a kid. I don't give a fuck because I'm not trying to be a beta male provider. I'm not looking for a relationship. I don't even want to meet the motherfucker for all I'm concerned. All right? I'm dead ass serious. Now, if I come over your house and you fixing some spaghetti or something and that little knotty head fucker sitting over there, then, yeah, I don't got no fucking problem with that shit. But as far as me fucking playing Pac-Man and shit with that motherfucker, listen, I ain't finna play with that motherfucker. All right, guys? So, yeah, some women, if you have a kid, because some women, they know that baby mamas are going to cause a problem and they might don't want to deal with that bullshit in their life because some baby mamas are crazy. They also know that it might limit your finances because either you're on child support or you just taking care of the kid. In any effect, that's less, you know, support you can give her. All right? Yeah, you always going to have. Being short. Does being short exclude you from some women? Abso-fucking-lutely. But does being bald exclude me from a lot of women? Abso-fucking-lutely. Having facial hair excludes me from a lot of women, guys. No matter what you do in your life, if you don't have your shit together, that's going to exclude you from a lot of women. If you don't have a car, that's going to exclude you from a lot of women. If you ain't go to college, that's going to exclude you from some women, guys. Don't fucking worry about that. If you go to clubs, that's going to exclude you from some women. All right? That doesn't mean it lowers your SMV. That just means that it's going to be a deal breaker for a lot of fucking women. That's fine, guys. You are not. You can't expect every fucking woman to want to deal with you. It's always going to be something. It's some women who don't like dealing with black guys. Am I supposed to go bleach my skin no matter what you fucking do? Because there's going to be women who don't want to deal with guys who bleach their fucking skin. So you can't win for fucking losing, guys. So just be your fucking self. Don't worry about, you know, are you going to every woman going to find you sexually attractive? No matter what you fucking do, it's always going to be something that women say, you know what? I can't date a man with a beard. I can't date a man who got tattoos. I can't date a man who wear earrings. You can't fucking worry about it, guys. If you got fucking kids, you got fucking kids. What the question should have been, does having a kid is a deal breaker for some women? Abso-fucking-lutely. But also, being short, it's a lot of shit that's a deal breaker. If you smoke, that's a deal breaker for a lot of women. Don't fucking worry about it, guys. It doesn't lower your SMV, because as we all fucking know, there's plenty of guys with kids out here that's fucking the shit out of plenty of fucking women. All right? They have an abundance mindset. They know that, yes, I'm going to go up to some women and I'm going to tell them I have a kid and it's going to be fucking a deal breaker. Fine. The same, you don't fucking worry about it, guys. Fine. When I was a security guard, and women would say, "What you do for a living?" And I would tell them I was a security guard, would it be a fucking deal breaker? I knew it was going to be a deal breaker because they knew that security guards don't make a lot of fucking money or bouncers don't make a lot of fucking money. I couldn't fucking worry about it. I had an abundance mindset. The next one might don't care. The next one might don't care. The next one might don't care. Don't fucking worry about it, guys. You're not going to be able. Every woman, no matter what you do, every woman in the world is not going to be your type. That's just the way the fuck it is, guys. If you're a black man, there are some women that do not want to date black men. If you're a white guy, there are some women who are not attracted to white guys. I guess being white lowers your SMV. All right, I guess if you got facial hair, that lowers your SMV. I guess if you smoke cigarettes, that lowers your SMV. No, it just means that you're going to be a deal breaker to some women. And good fucking riddance. I don't like women who fucking got those fake asses. All right? That's my fucking prayer. Well, if I can tell, that's a turnoff for me. If I can't tell and you got it, then I guess it don't really fucking matter. All right, guys, so that's what I got to say about that. So no, stop using that as a fucking excuse. I know you wanted me to give you some excuses to feel sorry for yourself. All right, just like short guys, they want to, they don't like no talk. Yeah, it is some women out there who don't want to deal with short guys, but guess what? It's millions and millions who don't give a fuck. All right, that's how you got to look at it. All right, guys, so that's what I got to say about that. Like the video, comment down below what you guys want to see next. Holler back.